Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, John Kamensky, and this morning's conversation is with Matthew Machevsky, Chief Information Officer of the State of Wisconsin. Matt, given the management and technology changes already underway in Wisconsin, how are you addressing open standards?
That's a great question. And with our commitment to really simplifying and shrinking the size of state government and putting government itself in the driver's seat, open standards becomes an important part of the discussion. And by open standards, the opposite of open standards are kind of proprietary standards, which companies sometimes have for competitive advantage, keep their system closed so that they don't give up the store to their competitors. The open standards movement pays homage to that, but says that the interaction points need to be open so that we can write to them, so that we can interoperate very easily, and so that we can have access to those systems in a very open way moving forward.
This would be like the police department can communicate with the health department.
Yeah, the open standards work that we do makes information sharing much more possible and much less costly. You can get to information in proprietary systems. It's just simply difficult to do sometimes. A commitment to open systems means when we do a new system, that system will be open so that you can communicate to different systems with ease and a lower cost structure. And so it really fits in very well with the strategies that we're trying to implement within the state of Wisconsin government. The other thing is it gives us the ability within state government, if you've got open standards committed to by all of the partners that you've got, to really move to an on-demand structure where you're able to pull out parts of your infrastructure and push in new parts as the environment changes. In proprietary systems, that's very difficult to do. Change is an expensive option in a proprietary system. Change is a less expensive option in an open system, and therefore we kind of favor open systems over proprietary systems. Now, there's significant commitment to proprietary systems out there, and so there again becomes a change management issue for us. We need to understand that moving forward. We need to make a compelling case on a business level for return on investment and a lower total cost of ownership of open systems, and we need to be very, very open and honest about what the challenges are moving forward as well. We've put the open standards discussion and particularly the open document format discussion in front of our enterprise architecture team, which is called Wheaton Wisconsin. That's the Wisconsin Enterprise Architecture Team. It's a group of career civil servants in information technology that take a look at our architecture in an independent way and make decisions about which direction that we should go. And currently, ODF or the open document format is in front of our Wheat body.
Well, we talked with many of our guests about the pending wave of government retirement. Is this an issue in the state of Wisconsin? And if so, how are you positioned to handle this?
The aging of the workforce in IT in general is a concern. In the state of Wisconsin, it's a very large concern because we are many of our human resource assets are nearing the age of retirement. What our Office of State Employment Relations, headed by Karen Timberlake, the director, has done is asked all of the departments and divisions to do forward workforce planning for the next 10 to 15 years so that we can understand, first of all, what our potential liability is in terms of retirements that are either scheduled or potentially scheduled to take place, and how are we going to plan for those then? So it's a very proactive way of dealing with the situation. It's a large concern for us in information technology. If we've got potentially at risk 35 to 40% of our population of folks that handle our mainframe assets, that's a concern that we need to address proactively. And so the workforce planning that the governor and Karen have pushed forward has helped us do that within IT. Mm-hmm.
Well, how have the terrorist events of September 11th affected operations in your office and for the state, I guess, more generally?
It gets much more personal for me. I was actually in Manhattan 4 or 5 days before the planes hit the towers there. And so for me, it was really a deeply personal, as I'm sure it was for most Americans and individuals throughout the world, event that impacted what we do every day. When we talk about operations, it becomes that kind of trump card that you can pull out in discussions with law enforcement or discussions with justice information systems or criminal justice systems and say, I understand your desires to keep your own systems. I understand why you want to protect information, but understand that part of the reason that we failed to react correctly on September 11, 2001 is that we gave too much weight to those items and didn't give enough weight to the idea that citizens want us to be sharing this information. Citizens expect us to be sharing this information. And citizens, in terms of an expectation curve, popular media makes it their belief that we can in fact share this information. We already do. Most citizens that I talk to about the Mohammed Atta incident are shocked to know that we didn't share the federal FBI Most Wanted list with folks that were of interest in the state of Florida or in the state of Wisconsin. And so their expectation is there as well, not helped by popular TV shows like CSI that push that.
And what kind of security concerns will influence your IT strategies over the next, say, decade or so?
Security is of paramount concern for us. I appointed our first chief information security officer in the state, Mike Lettman. And security becomes easier to accomplish in a consolidated environment than a distributed environment that we've had for years. But again, popular culture and the reporting of breaches of personal information at large corporate interests puts that pressure on us to also protect personally identifiable information at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Well, from your perspective, how will IT partnerships between local, state, and federal government change over the coming few years? And specifically, how will Wisconsin continue to pursue partnerships in the technology area?
Well, you know, I'm very glad and heartened to see the work that the federal government is doing on enterprise architecture work. Enterprise architecture is just a different way of looking at the business of government. And having the federal government look at delivery of services, ignoring levels of government, and actually looking at delivery to taxpayers is something that allows integration to happen much much more than has ever happened before. We've talked about the justice integration efforts, but one of the other large issues that comes up is healthcare IT. And healthcare IT is the kind of thing that is allowed more when you've got a good business reference model, both promulgated by the federal government but also then adopted by state governments. We've, for instance, adopted the business reference model from the federal folks so that we would be consistent and be much more able to share information throughout functional areas as opposed to the silos that we've always worked in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, Matt, all of our guests, we ask the same question. What advice would you have for a person just starting in a public service career, especially from your perspective of coming from the private sector?
My advice would be stay committed to the goals of good government. That's, most of the folks that get involved with public sector work don't do so to make a lot of money. They generally do so because they have a commitment to either a functional area or to delivering services better for citizens across government. And the more that folks remember the reason that they got involved in public service every day, that will help them drive towards a positive resolution. We've seen that when folks don't recall that reason, and I try to keep it at the forefront of our discussions, when folks don't recall the reason that they get involved, it becomes very easy to sink into a negative circle where you're only concerned about the things you weren't able to accomplish. But the more folks really concentrate on the reason they initially made the choice to get involved in public service and remind themselves of that on a regular basis, not only the happier they will be, but the services that are delivered to the citizens will be much better. And so, you know, my advice would be remember why you came here.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. Well, we've reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be our last question. First, I'd like to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. And second, I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country and the various roles you've held within the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to have been able to come here and talk about the great things that we're doing in Wisconsin and in the country in terms of information technology. And I'd remind everyone to stay tuned at www.wisconsin.gov for both the current portal as well as the launch of the new portal coming up soon.
That's great. Well, this has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Matthew Machevsky, Chief Information Officer for the State of Wisconsin. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.